Dateline Washington. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, Obama brings back the military tribunals, and the speaker versus the CIA intensifies. We'll speak with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, both about the return of military tribunals for some of those detainees at Guantanamo Bay, as well as his thoughts on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accusing the CIA of lying to her about enhanced interrogation techniques and saying the CIA lies all the time. We'll speak with Captain Nash in just a moment. Also in this edition, CIA outrage. Former CIA officer Larry Johnson, who also served as the deputy director for the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism, says flat out Nancy Pelosi is lying. He's got plenty of negative things to say about Republicans, too, but he says the House Speaker is telling falsehoods and the intelligence community is outraged. He'll also explain what really happens at some of these closed-door intelligence briefings. Plus, a social issues update. We'll speak with Wendy Wright, president of Concerned Women for America, about a new poll showing that Americans are increasingly pro-life. We'll investigate the president's nominee to head the Centers for Disease Control, and we'll look at another New England governor caving in on the issue of gay marriage. And some end-of-the-week fun. The Capitol Steps bring us some end-of-the-week merriment with their selections, Tax Your Children Well, and The Green, Green Grass at Home. All that, plus our top news is straight ahead on Dateline Washington. We begin with Captain Chuck Nash, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He is also a Fox News military analyst. I want to get his thoughts today on a couple of issues related to the war on terror, namely the Obama administration saying it will return to the use of military tribunals for at least some of those being held at Guantanamo Bay. We'll also get his reaction to the ongoing feud between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the CIA over what she was told and when about enhanced interrogation techniques, including waterboarding. And Captain Nash, it's always good to have you with us.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
Let's start with the tribunals. I know you've had the chance to go down to Guantanamo a number of times. The Bush administration was pushing for this. The Obama administration put a hold on it. Now it seems as though he's going back to at least largely what the Bush administration wanted to do. What do you make of this decision today?
Well, I think it's a very smart decision. In fact, I think it's the only decision that could have been reasonably made, and I'm glad to see that common sense trumped politics. I think the president made the right decision and, in fact, has improved the process by a blend of making sure that the detainees actually have a better situation from a legal perspective, while at the same time not violating the right of the United States to use military tribunals, which the president in his statement said are perfectly good and appropriate vehicles.
And one of the things that we learned as a result of, I believe, the first trial down there, the driver for Osama bin Laden, who was guilty on one count but not the more severe count, is that in a lot of ways the standard and the burden of proof for prosecutors is even higher against terrorists than it would be in a criminal court here in the U.S.
It's a pretty amazing process. And you know, people think that the interrogations down there are, you know, they come and rattle your cage, get you out of your cell. And in my visits down there, I was absolutely incredulous when the guards told me that if they go in and they want to interrogate a detainee and the detainee does not want to talk, they'll go back the next day. People have a total misconception about what's going on down at Guantanamo, and I am just glad to see that not only are they continuing construction down at Guantanamo, which tends to make me believe that the decision on closing Guantanamo may be a little bit different than firm fixed, and that now these military tribunals are going to continue, it just seems to me that people are off the campaign trail and in the reality.
In terms of the future of Guantanamo Bay, you mentioned that it looks as though that it will be staying open longer than the president ordered in that executive order shortly after he was sworn in. We're also seeing the administration get a lot of questions they're not answering very directly about some folks they say will be held at length. In other words, indefinite detention, which is kind of what it's been for the last several years to some extent. Does that mean that this administration is going to be warming up to some other Bush administration policies it didn't initially like?
Well, I believe they are, and they are because it's the reality of the situation, And the more they get into the law and see how the law reads and what is reasonable given the threat that these people present, it will probably lead them to the same conclusions that it led a bunch of other clear-thinking individuals. So, you know, it is what it is. And I am just very delighted to see that common sense trumped politics.
And we potentially saw that also on the president's decision this week, Chuck, to not release the photos, or at least ask the court to reconsider that. Does this mean that the president has selected some good advisors here? What do you chalk this up to?
Well, you know, I have always been positive on President Obama's choices for defense and national security policy. I think that there are a lot of people in Washington who he could have chosen, people who he could have brought back from academia and elsewhere, but given the choices that he had, I think he chose wisely.
Last question before we move on to the CIA flap with Nancy Pelosi. Tell the listeners a little bit more about your trip to Guantanamo and why you believe this is a unique facility that needs to stay open.
Well, I made two trips down to Guantanamo, and while I was there, I got to tour the facility. I was there decades ago as a young naval officer on a port visit, and that was a completely different experience. My tour of the facility, what I saw were absolutely first-rate incarceration facilities. The treatment that the detainees received was, they said, humane. It was far better than humane. In fact, if any prisoner in the U.S. penal system were to act out the way those detainees frequently act out, which is throwing what they called cocktails, which was nothing more than feces, urine, and other bodily fluids onto the guards, in a U.S. prison, that would be a very painful experience for the inmate. In Guantanamo, our folks are disciplined. They know that the spotlight is on them, and therefore the code of conduct, these young men and women walked around, and their greeting was honor-bound. And it was something that just permeated the place. So when you hear about all the things, now, granted, I saw what I saw. I believe that in talking with the folks who gave us the tours, the people that we talked to, they were down there to do the best possible job they could, acting within the laws of the United States and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and they were honor-bound to do so.
We're talking with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, Fox News military analyst. And, Captain, I know in your military career, I'm sure you had chances to work in concert to some extent with the intelligence community. So as the CIA comes under fire from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about who got briefed, what was briefed back in 2002, 2003, how does this all play out to you? What stinks and what smells right?
Wow. This one is really interesting because this is not politics as usual, where politicians of high office get to banter about on the public media and discuss things. This is a case where not just a member of the House of Representatives, but the Speaker of the House, the person way up in line, like third, I think, in succession, to the president, is accusing the Central Intelligence Agency of breaking the law, that law being misleading Congress, which is illegal, and in a public, very public forum, telling reporters that they misled her, that they do it all the time, and it's part of what they do. Central Intelligence Director Leon Panetta came out with a memorandum to his people, not only defending them and telling them to stay focused on their job of defending the nation, but telling all the CIA employees that we did not lie to the Congress. It is not our in our ethic to do so, and it is not what we do. So just forget about what he called the noise. This is going to be very interesting as it plays out, but having made a direct charge of breaking the law, the CIA breaking the law, I don't know how this can now avoid some kind of a formal investigation, because the charge is out there.
Just about 60 seconds left here, Captain Nash. How do you expect this to play out, and what experience did you have in any sort of dealings you may have had with the intelligence community during your military career?
My direct contact with the intelligence community was one level removed. I worked with several government agencies through intermediaries. I did not have any direct contact with the CIA or any of the other three-letter agencies, but I did work with, we'll call them interlocutors. The second part of your question, Greg, I'm sorry.
How do you expect this to play out eventually?
Well, I think this is going to go to some kind of a formal investigation in the Congress, because the Speaker of the House has leveled charges of illegality against the CIA. For a political being like Nancy Pelosi to do this, she has to have made the calculation that this is going to significantly derail a lot of the Democratic agenda that this House and Senate and the Obama administration was set to pursue, because we are now going to be all involved in what did she know and when did she know it.
Captain, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you.
My pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's a Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.